Story number 114, The End of All Badness.
What do you see here? Yes, an army on white horses. But notice where they are coming from. The horses are galloping down from heaven on the clouds. Are there really horses in heaven?
No, these are not real horses. We know this because horses can't run on the clouds, can they?
But the Bible does speak about horses in heaven.
Do you know why it does?
It is because once horses were used a lot in fighting wars. So the Bible tells of persons riding horses down from heaven to show that God has a war to fight with people on earth. Do you know what the place of this war is called?
Armageddon.
That war is to destroy all badness on earth.
Jesus is the one who will take the lead in fighting this war at Armageddon.
Remember, Jesus is the one Jehovah chose to be king of his government. That is why Jesus wears a king's headpiece. And the sword shows that he will kill all of God's enemies. Should we be surprised that God would destroy all bad people? Look back to story number 10. What do you see there?
Yes, the great flood that destroyed bad people.
Who caused that flood?
Jehovah God.
Now look at story number 15. What's happening there?
Sodom and Gomorrah are being destroyed by fire that Jehovah sent.
Turn to story number 33. See what's happening to the horses and war chariots of the Egyptians.
Who caused the water to come crashing down on them?
Jehovah. He did it to protect his people. Look at story number 76. You will see there that Jehovah even let his people, the Israelites, be destroyed because of their badness. So then, we should not be surprised that Jehovah will send his heavenly armies to put an end to all badness on earth. But just think what that will mean.
Turn the page and let's see.